work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look here.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs in the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Leroy, how you doing today?
To be honest with you, I gave it a good try, right?
Watching that action last night?
What, all about that action, boss. I watched a little bit of it.
I had both screens going yesterday, a little Panthers, a little Heat at the same time, both ending in heartbreak.
I didn't watch any of the Panthers.
What?
Yeah.
No, good game.
And because I was getting ready for the Heat, I wanted to... Because I'm one of those people.
You're not a two-screener.
If it's a good game,
mm-hmm.
I won't change it. I don't care what I'm watching. Because I want to see, I like good games, you know? So from that standpoint.
Did you just come in with the take, I like good games? That's unique to you?
It's a good take. I like good games too.
Do you like good games, Marcos?
It's a good take.
No,
I like that.
I'm saying if the game is good, I won't change it.
Mm. You never change it, but like
Yeah, sometimes.
You're never doing the multiple screens.
I do. I watched football. I watched the Browns and the Dolphins.
You do?
Yeah, that's fun.
Is it?
No. I'm done.
Cuz you like good games.
No. That's fair.
We'll have some games today because I think Chris Greer's talking to the media. I'll see what games are going on at that press conference.
Who we firing?
Did you guys see yesterday Shad Khan, Jaguars owner with that mustache? He was doing a Zoom call with the media, but he was doing it with Jaguars, I guess. I don't know if he's GM. Or I don't know what his title is, president of football ops or GM, Trent Baalke. But he was doing it with it. And somebody goes, what if a coach that you want to hire is just like, hey, I got a better idea for the front office? And Shad Khan's like, persuaded. Like, right with the guy the guy right there on a Zoom call.
Jeez.
I was like, well, you know what? I feel like Stephen Ross should go like that. What if he can be persuaded? You know?
I don't think they can. I think, like, to a fault, I think he's too loyal.
Mm.
But it's not a bad thing.
It's not necessarily a good thing, though, either.
No.
I was a little bothered by some of the stuff that I heard yesterday, to be honest with you.
A lot of the
team accountability stuff, a lot of the guys saying that guys were showing up late, a lot of the things about guys, you know, not... being as accountable, having the, and I was like, all right, well, what kind of a house is Mike McDaniel running over there? You know, like, what is it? Is it willy nilly over there at Mike McDaniel's house?
What happened to the 24 minutes after the hour?
I mean, that's for the coaches. I think the players, they were like, what is it, 27 after the hour? What did you say, coach?
Strange.
I don't know. Kind of sounded like everybody was, tarded to the party.
Doing what they want, kind of.
I don't know. Like that's the impression that I got. You know, Zach Sealer's never late, so Zach Sealer is probably thinking to himself.
Can I tell you exactly what happens, or do you not? That
are you gonna do? Like, are you gonna be distracted by passwords the entire time?
Sure.
Or
no. I'm multitasking, baby.
Are you?
Ooh.
Multitasking.
You're not very good at multitasking, dude.
Talking about
not your strong suit.
So here's the deal. I think a lot of times coaches leave it up to their veteran players to control some of those things, right? Because keep in mind, the coaches are, say, upstairs. The players are downstairs. A lot of the stuff you want the players to take care of. And when you look at some of the veteran players, some of them might be a little, like, they're all not Calais Campbell and Tua that want to just work their tails off.
Professionals.
I didn't say that.
Why didn't you say it?
Because then you have to give names.
I don't understand what the big deal of that is, though.
Because I don't know.
Because there's not.
I don't know for sure.
There's a distinction of great players who are not maybe the most professional. There are guys who are talented who are not the most professional dudes in the world.
Absolutely.
You know,
and
I think one of them stormed off. You know, guy's an amazing player. He's a record breaker for the Miami Dolphins. Is he a professional? He doesn't act very professional.
Yeah. All right, I guess. I mean, I would say this. I think a lot of it. You're asking somebody at that moment who you know is, right, questions that he probably shouldn't be answering.
Yeah, but he's been doing it all year with the stupid tweets and all that type of stuff.
Okay.
Like, he's been leaning into this unhappiness all year. All
right.
Like, it's kind of like, give me a reason.
Right.
You know?
All right, I got you. I'm just like, I'm not shocked that he said something like that, and I wouldn't take any of it.
Okay,
I wouldn't take any of it.
Getting back to Mike, though, like, if you see your team is not necessarily used to, I guess the question is, if you see your team, turn your speaker off there, Leroy.
Well, speaker where?
On your computer.
Where is it?
It's always so great. It's my favorite part of when Leroy comes in.
I'm great at multitasking.
Dude, he did say that. I'm impressed he got his camera up, though.
I am impressed.
Hey, you could have just told me where it was.
Oh, no. I just let me do it, baby. Let me handle it. But anyway, where is Jennifer?
Nah, she's not.
Hey,
nah, she's.
We just had. Let me tell you something. Me and Marcos just had this conversation. Damn. Why does she give a roll call?
Right.
Who's coming in tomorrow? Anyone coming in tomorrow? Who's coming in tomorrow?
But I'm not crazy that.
You got it.
But I'm not crazy. She wasn't backstage either for like 7 minutes, wasn't she?
When I got on, she was backstage. Yeah, she
was. She?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought she was just like, I thought I was expecting her to roll in here at 10, 11 or something like that because the school traffic's back.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to leave a little early because.
So she does a roll call and then says, I was, but then wasn't.
That's what she said?
Yeah. Yes.
Too sleepy from Sabonis.
Oof. Double overtime game on the West Coast. That's rough.
Oh, dude. It was.
How many points did Sabonis end up with?
21.
How many rebounds?
Yes.
18.
Okay. You trash a guy.
11 assists.
You trash a guy.
Triple-double.
Is that a good enough triple-double for you?
It was a good triple-double.
Okay, because Every night, he averages like 20 and what, 13?
He was good yesterday.
But he averages 20 and 13.
Hmm. Yeah.
He's good.
I never said he wasn't good.
Well.
Marcos.
You've done a lot of disparaging.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Okay. Not only do you not like him, you didn't like the respect he got over Bam.
But now, that's true.
Do you kind of see it?
Well, Bam's having a bad season. What can I mean, like, I can't, you can't run from it. You can't hide from it. I mean, Bam Adebayo yesterday, like, you would have thought there was a breeze in the gym with how off he was on his jump shot. Like, he turned around one, and it was like, it curveballed. I'm like, huh? I was like, what is you think he was 3 of 12 from the field?
And the other guy you trashed? Oof.
I don't remember what he finished. Oh, what about Beal?
25 off the bench.
Oh, great, finally. Like, yeah. The guy's not having a good season.
He's making $70 million a year.
Hey, good for him. I did like his. He did have a funny quote, though, yesterday. He almost had a villain quote yesterday about the Jimmy Butler thing. Can you get that, Marcos? It's in our folder. Because I was like, I've never heard anybody say that before. Mm-hmm. Because somebody comes up to him and they're like, Bradley, what about these rumors that are around? And he just looks at the guy and he just gives him like the coldest response. I was like, oh. That sounds like a guy that he doesn't sound like a guy who's ready to wave anything anytime soon. Wow. Sounds like he's loving the desert golf, if you ask me.
Desert golf.
Unless he's ending up down here, that dude does not sound like he is in any rush to go to winter. I'm just saying.
Man, just reading the title on this quote. Okay, Bradley.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Brad. That was
Brad. You know, when Sabonis hit that three to make it 111-110, I was like, I tweeted out, but I also felt like I didn't even get sad. I felt numb. I was like, oh. But then the Heat, I was like, oh, they're going to come back and make this. Because Rozier, he goes down there, gets the free throw line, gives the Heat the lead. Leroy, Haywood Highsmith then comes down, 18 seconds left. By the way, this is after the Heat blew a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Haywood Highsmith comes in, blocks Malik Monk. Jaime Jaquez, who was having a nice game, but I don't know what happened late. I mean, he somebody check his shoes. I don't know what happened. Like, he kept falling all over his face.
Ugh.
He steps to the line. He misses both free throws. So, essentially, you get this insane defensive play by Haywood Highsmith. It's like, great. Nothing happens because he goes up there. He hits. They call timeout. Bam. Fouls Ellis. I thought it was on a three. Thankfully, it was on a two.
Yeah.
So he goes up there. He misses a free throw. But they tie it. So we go to double overtime. I'm just thinking to myself, man. I can't even feel pain anymore.
Oh, the old numb.
I just feel numb. Until double overtime happened.
And then you felt pain.
And then I felt pain. I thought I was over pain.
Yeah.
But then I wasn't.
Yeah, I knew you were in a bad spot because you simply responded with, like, I don't want this team to hurt me anymore. And I even felt bad.
I don't want them to hurt me anymore, but I can't help it. Because I'm going to watch tonight. I'm going to watch tonight against the stupid Warriors.
In the middle of the night?
Yeah, I'm going to watch them during the middle of the night. And, I understand this team has been 500 for the last 3 years, basically, outside of an incredible playoff run. I know that. But trust me when I tell you, and I think Heat fans who are watching every night, and if you're not watching every night, I don't blame you, because it's the same team. But the way this team loses, Leroy, the way they've lost this year, the blown fourth quarters and or overtimes, where they're like, ah, all right, we go to overtime. We're in cruise control. Nope. Offensive rebound. Sabonis three out of his ass. Missed free throws. Turnover. Free throws. I'm like, dude. Oh, up nine or up eight. Ah, Tim Hardaway. Bang, bang, bang. Three.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just.
Eric Spoelstra, we need timeouts to call timeout. Timeout. What is this team? They are the best losers in the NBA this season. Nobody loses more spectacularly than this Miami Heat team.
Let's not mention the 20-point lead and only scoring 9 in the fourth quarter.
And Eric Spoelstra. Dude, legend. I would never, ever disparage your resume.
Strap in, Marcos.
However, can you tell me for what reason you have a 17-point lead? The lead starts slipping away. And you decide. And by the way, this lead was built by Tall Time.
Oh.
Nico.
Yeah.
And Khalil Ware.
Yeah.
Killing it. Nico, steal. Nico comes out. Leroy, bucket, steal, dunk. Khalil Ware, the greatest alley-oop you've ever seen in your life. The greatest alley-oop you've ever seen in your life. Blocking DeMar DeRozan. And Spo says, too much.
Get out. Get out.
Let's go with Terry Rozier, Tyler Hero, Haywood Highsmith, Jaime Jaquez, and bam, go handle Lithuanian boy over there.
So Spo. He went small?
Did he go small?
And they got cool.
And what do you know, Leroy? Why don't I look at the old fourth quarter box score here? But I'm no genius coach. Second chance points in the fourth quarter. 12-3 Kings. Outscored Miami by 10.
So, I told you this was going to happen. I don't know why. I told you. You're going to get all excited about Khalil and what he's doing on the floor and how he's growing and how he's getting better and how he's getting more consistent. And the only thing that fixes that is time.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get it. So by the time he plays a rookie's amount of basketball like everybody else does, right, to get them to kind of get into the flow of things, he's in his third year. And then they go, oh, he's finally finding it. No, he was 7 foot when he got into the league. What is he finding? Like, you can always put him out there and say this to him. Be tall and go SWAT stuff. That's it. There's been so many bigs that can't play a lick of offense that just are a deterrent near the rim.
We're behind the Detroit Pistons in the standings. Which we deserve to be because we've lost to them twice. Three times?
Twice.
Twice. Remember they felt the, like it felt like three losses.
That Spo, that was the Spo timeout loss, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
Did I count well,
the Spo timeout loss and the Hardaway game.
Oh, man. So I don't understand why this, when it's going, because if it were anybody else, so if Haywood Highsmith and Terry Rozier and all those guys were cooking, he'd leave them in and leave everybody else out. But with these guys, right, he almost gives them the Kevin Love treatment. Like, oh, they're getting ready to expire. Get them out.
I just don't know. Why does he have to be slapped in the face with it when it comes to like this stuff? Like Kevin Love, it took how many games did it take to realize Kevin Love don't got it no more?
Seven.
How many games are going to take you to realize? Your answer to the Jimmy Butler suspension was more Terry Rozier.
Huh? I got a surprise for you guys tonight. Terry Rozier.
Well, I really thought he's like surprised.
but isn't Nico playing?
He's playing great.
Yeah, that's a
great.
How many minutes did he play?
They're playing well.
How many minutes did Nico play? How many minutes did Khalil play?
Oh man, I think I saw Khalil play like 16 minutes in a double overtime game. How's that even possible, dude? That's like six quarters worth of basketball.
I don't even want to tell you.
Tell me.
Oh, no.
I don't want to tell you.
Because I'm going to be mad.
Nico, 20 minutes.
Oof.
Khalil, 13 minutes.
Why?
In a double overtime game. That's horrible,
dude. I told you this was going to happen. I told you. And what did you say to me? We can't go back. You said, we can't go back. And I told you. That. This is like, this has driven me crazy for years. Like, okay, I get it. Heat culture or whatever. But you know what heat culture can't teach? 7 feet! With the reach of a condor! A guy who says, just throw it up. They won't get it.
How can he enjoy this? Like, how does he enjoy just throwing a bunch of 6'2 people out there? Why doesn't he just throw Nico, Kalel, and Bam on the floor at the same time.
What are you going to do?
Especially when you need a couple of defensive stops.
Why not?
Any one of them can handle the ball.
I think he was bullied.
Who?
Spo. Listen, think about this.
Like by a 7-footer in high school?
And think about this.
No more 7-footer.
If I put all of those three in, okay, and just say we're going with the tall lineup, what do you lose? All of them can handle the ball, right? Nico brings the ball up. Bam brings the ball up.
Nico might
They all can shoot the three.
Nico might be our best point guard.
They all can do the pick and roll off of one another. What are you missing?
I don't know.
Like, what are you losing? And then when you get on the other end, I can put Bam on the point and have him run down some of the smaller guys. I can put Kalel, tell him, Kalel, come here. No layups. Now, the problem is this. Here's where Kalel gets in trouble. It's not even his own doing. They break him down on the perimeter and then start going towards the rim, and Kalel's got to make a decision.
Oh, my God. The perimeter defense has been so bad.
Kalel has to make a decision.
I know. It's been so bad.
And so, basically, you're penalizing him for something that happens, and you're putting him in a bad spot.
You ever wonder why Jaime Jaquez is always jumping by people? Like, you ever watch him and you're just like, I'm like, how come you're never just like
boots on
defensive stance? He's always flying past somebody.
Boots on the ground.
Does he just want to make his hair look cool?
I don't know, dude.
I think that's what it is. It's for all marketing.
Here's what I want.
He's a model.
Here's what I would like. Just give it a 5-minute run in the beginning of a game. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And then you can go back to your regular puny little bitty baby rotations. Bam, Kalel, Jovic. One time. Just to see, just to look at it and go, wow, we're big.
You failed your legacy game, by the way, Bam. Just saying. Failed it.
So now, okay. If he fails the legacy, he's on notice now.
No, he's not on notice yet.
Oh, what? My goodness. Stop being.
How can he not be? He failed the legacy game.
We need to have.
What's next?
We need to have a conversation, because right now you're Tyreek Hillin' it.
I'm not Tyreek Hillin' it. I'm not Tyreek Hillin' it. He's not been good enough this year. What do you want me to say?
Oh, okay.
Put him on notice. He's been the third little pig building a brick house. You guys just want me to do the Bam brand.
Yeah.
And you want to know what's going to happen?
What?
You're going to save it for all time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you have a Tyler Hero rant that's out of context. And I'm not going to do that.
It's true.
Oh. That's exactly what you want to do.
So basically, you're afraid.
I'm not afraid.
To do something that you've always done with players because it's Bam and you don't want to record it.
I don't need to say it. What has already been said is true. All right? Bam Adebayo is not good enough. All right? Bam Adebayo is not the face of the franchise, because Bam Adebayo, like, this is what you want.
Okay, being the best doesn't. Hold on. Being the best player doesn't have anything to do with being the franchise, the face of the franchise.
It was.
Really?
They handed the keys over to him.
Guess what?
And he said, no thanks.
Because years ago, everything went through UD.
That's right.
He wasn't the best player.
No, but it's not the same.
But that's my point. The best player.
That's not the same. This guy is a multiple-time All-Star.
Yep.
Okay, he's been a 2010 guy in his career, and he can't hit the broadside of a barn.
No, he cannot.
He can't hit the broadside of a barn.
You know what makes it worse? To sit and watch a game with Mr. Mitty. Like, does he not miss? Does he, inside the 3-point line, does DeMar DeRozan miss? Like, it's unbelievable.
It was very annoying.
Very annoying. The shot that everybody tells you not to shoot. I say, well, if you shoot it at 90%, you keep shooting it.
This guy said he's not a Hall of Famer.
What?
No, wait. I mean, 6 quarters to score 30 points? Get out of here.
They all had the same amount of quarters.
Well, Tyler had a head start. Tyler had, what, 12 in the first quarter?
Yeah.
And what did he finish with?
He's playing with.
He didn't score in overtime.
Yeah, that's rough.
How does he not score in overtime?
That's rough.
I mean, I don't know. He hit that one at the end of the shot clock, and it looked like his juice was gone because he airballed that jumper at the end.
Yeah, well, that's.
I forgive him, though.
You know why?
Why?
Because
carrying the team.
Because he want them to play.
Not last night he didn't.
No, he
didn't.
That.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
How many points per game do you think Bam is averaging right now, Leroy?
I would say 15, 16.
16 points.
What's he shooting percentage, though?
45.
Jesus, that's so bad. For that's a big bad. For
he's
a big
usually guy. Around 60. 55, 60.
Like 55, yeah.
Yeah.
This is rough. Yeah.
Hey, why are you dressed like a Cincinnati Bengal?
That hurts my heart. But I'm going to be honest.
What?
What?
I think I wore this out like two nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, not going to be thinking about what clothes I'm wearing today. Just going to get a reusing outfit.
Oh, you know, because they got that 72-hour.
Oh, yeah. I wear one outfit. I can still wear that again.
Dude, my wife, my daughter, and my mother-in-law watch the dumbest show. It is called Cheap. It's this show about cheap people.
Oh, I've seen that.
This guy took this girl to the to a restaurant on a date, right? And they got bread and chips, and he said, "Okay, let's go." Like,
yeah.
I mean, guy reusing paper towels.
That was a Marlins owner, actually, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, we'll take a break here on the show.
You need to go reset, and you need to get your priorities straight, because you're over here trying to tell half-truths about what's going to happen.
I'm not telling half-truths.
Because I remember we talked yesterday about Bam.
Legacy.
And then I said, well, what happens if this? Oh, the Yotes. That's all I'm going to say.
No, you said Yotes. You said Yotes.
Where did I get the Yotes from?
You said Yotes.
No, you said send him down to Sioux Falls for some reconditioning.
Send him to Sioux Falls. Let's not be silly, but Jesus.
They said Kalel? You telling me he can't help this team?
I told you to say.
You telling me that a 7-footer who can jump out of the gym and get in people's way can't help this team? No, we'd rather play a bunch of 6'2 guys?
It's not my fault. I'm yelling at the coach. Nobody listens to me.
You want to send him to the Yotes.
Spo?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Spo's had a questionable season, if I'm being
calling
honest.
Calling timeouts.
You want to know something?
Yeah.
Questionable is being nice.
Questionable really? Is being nice. He costed us a game. Let's start with that.
First of all, costed it is not a word.
Okay.
What? Isn't that? I think we did
no.
this. Didn't we do this?
No, because you keep saying it. It's damn not it. A word. Costed is not a word.
Ah, it's a word.
Yep, there you go. Stop being scared of telling the truth about the Heat, Tobin.
I have told the truth. What have I not said?
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this, okay? And I want everybody to get off of this one. Jimmy not being here wouldn't have made it better, okay?
What do you mean?
If Jimmy were playing, the same things were happening when Jimmy was playing.
I don't agree. This has been the most Jimmy's missed in the span, though.
Well, that's, which is the whole crux of our situation with Jimmy.
Yeah, but now he physically could play. He's chosen not to play basketball for 3 weeks straight.
Did I read correctly? He was working out in the.
No, yeah, he posted on Instagram. He's working out at the team facility.
Lovely.
How do we? Can we? That's the rules. He's allowed to.
We can still do that.
Anyway, we'll take a break. We went very long.
That's your fault.
Okay. I don't think it is my fault.
It's Lash.
You guys, like, I was wrapping it up, and then you're like, "Call out, Bam."
Go to break. Go to break.
All you right.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. How's the hobnobbing going on out there? Who?
Marcos.
You were talking. He was with you?
Yeah.
He was right here.
Oh, I thought you were perusing around the offices.
Why?
I thought I saw you go in that direction.
No, I just do that with Jennifer, who mysteriously did a roll call and didn't show up herself, which is hilarious. I mean, she sent out that beacon. She sent out like Batman beacon, right? Who's going? Okay.
Huh. Why didn't they call it the Bat Beacon instead of the Bat Signal? It's probably a better name.
I thought it was the Bat Signal.
Yeah.
It is the Bat Signal.
But Bat Beacon is good. I think she's avoiding sickness or flus or something like that.
Everybody been sick around here, right?
Yeah, everybody. There's some. Ooh. Everybody I know has something.
Well, it's amazing because nobody ever really comes in here.
Yeah, there's not been anybody here.
Right. Here specifically, no. But, you know, you never know. These salespeople, they come back from Cabo.
Oh, yeah, Cabo.
Can't stand them.
Oh, man. Other headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. She's over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory. The Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Heat will be back at it tonight, 10 o'clock, against the Golden State Warriors.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that, dude.
Maybe they could come back with Kuminga.
Maybe. Maybe Kuminga puts on a show.
Yeah, but here's the
problem.
But
the word is,
they don't want Jimmy.
They don't want Jimmy.
Not even the front office, the players.
You want to hear Bradley Beal from last night? This was kind of juicy.
Yeah, did he?
So Bradley Beal came off the bench, like you said. He had a really good game. Really good game. They beat the Sixers yesterday. And Bradley Beal, I think he had 25 off the bench. And then he was asked after the game about this whole situation. And here was Bradley Beal.
Trade, in a way, kind of like all the other stuff, the moving parts around the league, Jimmy and all that.
Yeah.
There's some speculation around the league if this is related to that. Have you thought about kind of like moving out of starting line related to the bigger picture?
If so, I need to be addressed because I hold the cards. So until I'm addressed and somebody says something differently, then I'm going to be a son.
Man.
Damn.
I hold
now,
the cards.
Hey,
that's leverage.
That's what happens when you have a no trade clause.
Hey, man.
Clause. You can just put it out there. Ain't nobody going to do nothing. My money guaranteed.
I hold the cards.
So somebody come to me, like, we'll talk.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal. Are you better or worse by adding somebody like Bradley Beal? Another smallish dude.
Oh, you're talking about the Heat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think that. I don't think with a Hero. I don't think it goes like that. And yeah, he's one of the big things. He's been unavailable. He's had a lot of injuries.
I think the wing type player,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you have a lot of guys who can handle the ball. Okay, but that wing player.
The other thing with Bradley that is kind of been noticeable with Devin Booker. Like, he just doesn't seem like he's loved that role too much. Like, let's just say there was anything to these Grizzlies rumors and, you know, the Heat could get Desmond Bane, even though he's owed a lot of money. You know, at least Desmond Bane's playing with John Morant. Like, you know, right. He knows kind of that. He knows what it's like to have that kind of like a backcourt mate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, bless you. The committee.
See how I turn my mic back on?
I do.
Okay. It's just
lashing out, jeez.
Being professional.
Well, good for you. I did have to turn your speaker off, though.
True.
he don't let nothing go, right?
It's in the past, Tobin.
He got everything in his wallet. Remember in 2012? Remember this?
Man, speaking of not getting any help. Cat, did you pick up Bob last night? Like, what's up, dude? Like, you let poor Bob get blistered last night. Get some goals.
Yeah.
Let's go. That was just like the Hurricanes game a couple days ago. He's like sitting here, 1-1, 1-1. Ridiculous goal gets in, 2-1. And the Panthers are like, all right, I guess we got to go empty netter. It's like the same game. My man's out here. He's diving all over the place.
Saw the first goal in the first period. And I was like, okay, we got this. We did not.
Nope.
We did not.
Nope. They kind of made a lot. They made a rally at the lay down. I was like, oh, they're going to tie this up. Nope. Weren't able to get it done. It's all right. That's what happens when you're the champs. You know, you get that. You know who they take on, though? Tomorrow?
Who's that?
The Utes.
Oh!
Dwayne Wade's Utah Utes.
Wow. The Utes. He loves Utah.
He does love Utah. It looks lovely. Based on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Mm. You know what I noticed about that show?
Hmm? D'Angelo's?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I think we looked up the population. It's a small percentage. It's a small percentage.
Let's see. What did, who was the comedian that said, the only thing in Minnesota is Prince and Kirby Puckett?
1.6% non-intangible in
And that's just non-intangible. That's not black. Or are you going black?
No, that's because they have American Indian, Alaska Native is also 1.6%.
There's a lot of Polynesians in Utah, isn't there?
Asian, 2.9%.
Wow, more Asians than blacks.
Yeah, 1.6. Whites, 89.8.
You think like if like the brothers live in places like Utah, they have to say I reckon?
No. I feel like they say different things in Utah. Utah's weird to me. I don't know.
It's weird.
Isn't it a dry state?
It's not meant. I don't think it's by law a dry state, but there are a lot of people who do follow the Mormon laws. You know what's really big there is soda shops.
Soda shops.
Mm-hmm. Because they're also not allowed to have coffee, so coffee's not very big over there.
The hell do you
There's
mean?
No coffee in Utah?
It's not that there's no coffee, but if you're Mormon, you're not supposed to drink coffee.
But you can drink soda?
A lot of them drink soda. Like, they say soda doesn't count. I watch way too many reality shows with Mormons.
Why can't they drink coffee?
It's just law. It's just like, oh, the law of Mormon says no coffee, which I think is supposed to be no caffeine, but they're like, nah, just coffee. So they're all drinking.
So they're all going
to
be fat because they're all drinking like.
I don't. Coke. I mean, they're not all fat. I mean, you know,
but the ones with the lips and stuff.
Oh no! Yeah. But the soda shop is very popular in Utah.
Soda shop.
So it says the Mormon Church essentially teaches that they should avoid the consumption of hot drinks, which includes coffee and tea.
Oh, but so it's not even there. Coffee. So you can drink iced coffee.
I don't think so. I don't think coffee's on the table.
Loophole.
That, me and you would figure that out.
Oh, yeah. Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We were looking over some celebrity birthdays today.
By the way, yeah. Marcos, you can't even Google right.
That hurts.
Because, like, he got way more famous people than your TikTokers.
Yeah, you found like the Gen Z celebrity birthday page. We were looking at like celebrity birthdays today. We want to give a shout out to Noah Howard, who it's his birthday today. Nine years old.
Nine.
Just met Wemby.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy, right?
Wemby missed it at the buzzer last night. Got dunked on by Kobe White. Did have 8 blocks. Now that Wemby's good.
He's good.
He's good. Even though, like, when he first came down here, he looked like he couldn't even, like, he looked like a windsock.
I don't understand why he shoots threes. I don't really understand it.
Because every shot on the floor is open for him.
I know it looks cool, but, like, he goes over Vucevic. Vucevic's not small.
Nope.
He goes over Vucevic. Like, it's nothing.
You live in San Antonio. You get to go see Wemby.
Yeah.
I like that. I wouldn't mind doing that. Yeah.
Well, we have a tall guy, but we only play him 13 minutes.
Dude.
He's pretty tall.
I
thought of that.
Don't bring it up again.
I'm sorry.
Because I told you this was going to happen, and you said, no, we can't go back.
Remember when he had that cold-ass quote to Jax where he goes, throw it up there. Ain't going to be no turnover. And that's what he did last night. Because, I mean, Duncan Robinson threw him a lob from the three-point line that he just went and got.
Does that not matter? Does that not matter when you have a guy who can be that much of a resistant at the rim or can also do the alley-oops that nobody could touch?
Apparently we have the untrained eye. Apparently we have the untrained eye. That's what Eric Spoelstra will tell us. And by the way, he keeps telling
me. You know what? Even my untrained eye knows he's taller than everybody.
It's true.
Like, how trained does my eye need to be?
I don't know, man.
There's so much more.
A seven-footer that can shoot threes, that can run the floor, that...
He's not like the best rebounder. I mean, that's probably
weird.
It probably sticks in Spo's craw, but like.
Which is weird, though.
But he's a deterrent.
It's more of a deterrent than everybody else.
100%, dude.
Right? That's my point. Like, here's the thing. And I say this in football, right? Like, you're looking at each individual player and how good they are or not. And I look at the roster and go, this is the best option.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what Spo thinks about Kalel and his inability to rebound, he's your best option as a resistant near the rim. Agree?
Agreed.
Okay. So while you're trying to find the perfect rebounder on your roster, you don't have the perfect rebounder. But you got him.
You know, and he's 20. Like, let him get his feet wet. You know, like, let him learn a thing or two.
No, he's going to, you know what he's going to learn? Where he can average 25 and 25 in Salt Lake City.
Yeah. So anyway, Noah Howard, happy birthday, man. Thanks for listening.
Happy birthday.
And by the way, your celebrity birthday website sucks.
I know.
I mean, like, listen to these birthdays that I found. Who was the person you found? You said, who was TikTok Shanae? What was her birthday?
See. I'll tell you right now. The name that we thought, Tatiana Chanel.
I don't know who that is, but she's 19. You had TikTok stars. Yeah. I saw Lewis Hamilton. I recognized him.
For sure.
These are the birthdays I got on my celebrity list.
Okay.
I got Nick Cage.
Pretty good.
Okay. Katie Couric.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
David Caruso.
Oh.
Kenny Loggins.
Wait, David Caruso, that's CSI Miami?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jeremy Renner.
Oh, yeah. Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
Nice.
Blue Ivy is 13. That was on your site.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And
I also Black. Gave a definition. He just put family. His website has family. Who's family?
And then Jim Gaffigan.
Oh wow, I didn't see that.
He's
one.
He's hilarious. He has a like. No matter where you hear him, you know it's him, too. Right?
Jim.
Like no yeah, matter definitely. Where you hear him, yep. You know. Oh, that's Jim Gaffigan. Right?
And then John Rich.
Hold on, dude. Jim Gaffigan was not born today, dude.
Yeah, he was.
I just looked it up. July 7th.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's what my website says.
So your website's a liar, then.
And then John Rich of Big and Rich. Mm. Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Oh, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
I'm going to make sure that your Google's not right, because Google will not be accurate sometimes.
remember the old VJ Singh debacle?
He's right. It does say July 6th on his Wikipedia.
See? So what are we doing here?
What are we doing here?
Yeah, like, you know whose birthday for real it is?
Hmm?
Noah. Happy birthday, Noah.
Yeah. Noah, 9 years old. My son's turning nine. My son's turning nine and, on the 20th.
All right.
Same day as Tyler Hero turning 25.
Wow. All right.
Yep. Wow.
Okay.
Same going to Legoland for his birthday.
Legoland?
Nice.
You like
he
that?
Won't, I know. He won't grow up, you know.
What?
Did you want to go to Legoland? You know what? I bet you
Legoland's kind of cool. I like Legoland.
Can I just say this? I bet you want to go anywhere that doesn't have a ramp.
What do you mean?
Oh, the wall.
Oh, you mean like a trampoline park? Thank God he's past that stuff.
You know they got that new park coming out.
You know what have you ever been to the
iFly?
Yeah,
iFly. No, I haven't been to that. No, I haven't been to that. I think I would be over their limit.
I jumped out of a real plane.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Flying frog.
Yeah, and I had a very small woman on my back. It was very strange.
Really?
So I was like, are you sure?
Wait. I don't think it would have been safe if she was bigger than you.
I would have preferred it.
You gotta just.
I felt like I was her landing pad.
You say in case the parachute doesn't hit, I could just land on you. No, dude. No. There's a lot of things that, you know, people like big women. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But that's. I don't want. If I'm going to jump out of a plane, I don't want a big woman strapped to my back.
You
want to
see a photo of Marcos jumping out of a plane?
Oh, I don't like this.
Oh, you got to.
I don't like this. Okay. Where'd you get these photos, dude? Where'd you get these?
Point for Toby!
Someone said weight doesn't matter when you're free falling.
Is that true?
I think it matters, dude.
I think it matters.
Well, no, because
I'm definitely dying faster.
Here's a lesson in you learn. Everybody learns this in school, right? If you drop a penny or a quarter, what hits the ground first, or what? How fast do they fall? They fall at the same rate.
Mm.
It doesn't matter.
What about a bowling ball and a penny?
They fall the same.
So they win. So if they race, it's the same?
Huh?
So they race, it's
no,
the same?
No, but one might be more wind resistant, right?
See?
So the penny may turn, but they're always going to fall at the same rate.
Well, but then the wind, though.
I don't think that's science.
See, that's
I'm telling you, a penny and a...
Where's
will somebody? Will somebody, thank you, gravity accelerates them at the same rate.
So you're telling me they both are dropped from the same distance?
The same distance. They're going to fall at the same rate.
But who's getting to the ground first?
Froggy.
Howard Tua is next.